It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It's great to be here with you this morning, or this afternoon. this afternoon. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Let's get started right away with some of the top stories in the news today. I saw this. One third of full-time employees applied for another job in 2022. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing because we're on this, we've had a really good jobs market for a while. And whenever you have a really good jobs market, then that emboldens employees to either ask for more money or to go find a job where they can get paid more money. But we've also been starting to see a lot of burnout happening too. You know, we had the great resignation last year. We had a large number of people quitting their jobs. And I guess this time around, at least they're not quitting, but they're applying for other jobs. A third of full-time employees. That's a lot. That's a lot right there. Speaking of the, you know, work standards, more than half of paid time off for employees, more than half goes unused. That's more than double the rate it was in 2019 before the pandemic. So that's actually the opposite of what I would have thought it would have been. I would have thought pre-pandemic, the amount of paid time off that went unused would have been much more than the amount of paid time off used after the pandemic. Because, you know, after the pandemic, it was like, I need a break. But apparently, nope, it's more than double of what it was pre-pandemic. Then some of the other big top stories in the news, Russia sending out a warning to the United States that if we send missiles, Patriot missiles, to Ukraine, there will be consequences. Consequences. And so, and what kind of consequences? Quote, unpredictable consequences. We know yesterday one of the big stories was that Russia had basically locked and loaded a nuclear missile in one of their silos. And it is a nuclear missile that has the capacity to reach the United States. They're unpredictable anyway. One of the big stories in Texas, former Texas officer, this Fort Worth officer who shot and killed Tatiana Jefferson, has been found by a jury to be guilty of manslaughter. This is the 2019 killing that happened right there, Aaron Dean. This story, I've been following this. You've heard me talking about the JFK files off and on the last couple of months because we were supposed to get a big data dump in November of JFK assassination files from the government. They pushed it off to December, and the date that they said they were going to release it, it never got released. Well, guess what? Today it was released. More than 12,879 JFK assassination files released by the National Archives. Now, I mean, it just came out earlier, so I haven't even had time to delve into it or take a look at it or anything. I do know that the last time that the president released or authorized the release of JFK files, there wasn't really any pertinent information. There wasn't anything that really stood out and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, it wasn't anything like that. So with 12,000 documents, believe me, there's people pouring through them right now to try to see if they could assess or find out for sure who was behind the assassination, or if there was a cover up, or if there's a grooming and all the other things like that. So there is, I guess there's still about 4,000 files left that they have not yet released yet. And by the way, we brought this up last month in case you haven't been following this. The government, like the reasoning to hold off on the release, they still make the argument, just the two simple words, national security. Yeah, they just keep saying for national security is why they won't release them. Well, now they've released the 70% of what files were remaining. We will find out whether there's some pertinent information there. Any kind of, does it open up any doors, any windows? Does it resolve concerns, or does it create more? That's what we'll have to find out. Dow had the worst day in 3 months, falling more than 700 points as recession fears grow. The interest rate, of course, jumped up yesterday, another half of a point. And there's some other indicators looking like the recession's not really slowing down. It's still building up steam. So that's bothering people. The stock market reacted accordingly today. Then remember that kidnap plot against Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan? Three men were sentenced today and pled for the court's mercy. Pled for court's mercy in that one. So they ended up getting pretty lengthy sentences. I believe they got, and you know, this is the one, they didn't actually kidnap her, right? They planned to do so, and it was foiled by the FBI right in the height of the pandemic. And I believe they were, yeah, they carry a maximum of 20 years, 12 to 20 years. That's what they're getting, basically, is what they were on that one. I got a couple other stories here that are top stories in the news right now. But first, let's get traffic on the fives.
No major accidents to report this afternoon. We do have our major slowdowns on Highway 90. That is leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Slow moving on the bridge. Once into Pace, really nothing to slow you down, but we do have some slow moving traffic eastbound at Avalon Boulevard as you make your way closer to Milton, as well as westbound going into downtown Milton on Highway 90. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre are looking good, and we do have some slight delays at the intersection of 98 and Dog Track Road throughout West Pensacola. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
According to a new report from a House panel investigating COVID, or I guess looking back at COVID and our response to COVID, they say that the United States should have spied on Chinese health officials early on in the pandemic. If we did so, we would have learned more about COVID and we may have been better prepared for what was coming. So that was one of the stories that came out as well. One more thing I want to share about the JFK files that were released. So the National Archives were actually sued over the lack of releasing these files. And they were sued primarily by basically historians. Historians were saying, and I kind of agree with them. I mean, I agree with them. Historians are saying, we can't accurately portray the picture of JFK's assassination without having more information and without having the data that the government is withholding or had been withholding for years and years and years. And they're like, so here we're trying to take a look back at history and we're trying to teach history. We're trying to have, historical books written and things like this. And there's a big gray part of it that they're just having to use conjecture in order to complete the story. You know, most of what people know about the JFK assassination is based on films, on Hollywood films that are often based on conjecture. And so they're right. We need that information in order to accurately lay out the events that led to that horrific day and what followed that day. I got a text here that says they only released what they want you to know. Yeah, but apparently they do have about another, they only have about 4,000 more pages, a little less than 4,000 more pages left, or files, excuse me, not pages. Files left that they can release. Like, that's all that's left. So we'll see what happens with that. Supposedly, they will be released within the next year. But we've heard that story before, right? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Who is this? Is this like NSYNC or something? Are you doing boy band stuff for Christmas? I didn't even know boy bands did Christmas stuff. No,
it
no, Joe.
It doesn't sound
Joe's
that
over
bad.
There dancing. What are you dancing?
That's this what I'm saying. This does not sound that bad.
Yeah, I don't know. They're
You were spot on, though.
Yeah, that's exactly. I know. It was the only. I can't name another boy band, though.
I know this song.
No, that's not like that. It was like, what's a boy band name? I think it's NSYNC. That's the
This whole... must be NSYNC.
No, that was not it. But if you... All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, the 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball, put that on your calendar, January 28th. It's going to be the first time it's going to be held indoors since COVID-19 began. The Cordova Mall Ball is Northwest Florida's largest Mardi Gras ball. It's going to support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of eight and general admission tickets are now available for purchase. So just go to our website, newsradio923.com, for more information. Also, coming up later, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to see a Christmas Story at the Sanger Theater on December 20th. So stick around for that.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, you forget that I am the NSYNC Backstreet Boy, Boys to Men generation.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So yeah, that song's definitely on the playlist. Oil once again flowing through most of the Keystone Pipeline after being shut down because of a leak. A section of the more than 2,600-mile pipeline remains shut off in Kansas as the investigation into the leak continues. A bill that would let Puerto Rico decide whether it wanted to become a state is heading to the Senate. It passed the House in a bipartisan vote. A binding referendum would be held on the statehood issue if the bill becomes law. Mortgage rates continuing to drop for the fifth straight week. Freddie Mac reporting the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was 6.31% for the week ending on Wednesday. And I want to ask you both a question. If you surveyed 1,000 adults whether or not they believe in Santa Claus, what would you estimate the percentage of adults that believe in Santa would be?
2%.
Okay. Grace, you got an answer?
I don't even know.
Adults,
one?
Adults are faithless.
Okay. So a recent Ipsos holiday season poll of more than 1,000 adults found that 21%.
One out of five.
Of respondents said they believe in Saint Nick. Meanwhile, 46% of those surveyed said their children are believers.
Only 46?
Yeah, that's low. I think we... Yeah.
Those numbers are all kind of
all
confusing. It's all kinds of confusing. So the adults are like, yep.
Yep, we're
the
all
kids
in on
are
that.
Like, you parents are silly. Like, what in the world? I would have thought the number for the kids would have been like 80s, 90s. Like high percentage. Oh, boy. All right. Santa doesn't visit many houses anymore.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well. That's kind of bizarre. I do have some thoughts about the Puerto Rico voting on their statehood. And so I do want to talk about that one a little bit. That, well, basically, I like 50 stars. Why you laugh? I know it's shallow, but it's so shallow.
I can just see you like Senator Bobby Rossi. It's like, listen. It'd be 51 stars.
Don't
We'd
mess
have
with
to
the
remake
flag.
The flag.
Don't mess with the flag. The flag is good.
The Gracie, senator from Florida has the floor.
Gracie, turn on your mic for that one.
I said that we can just kick one out.
Well, we can let Puerto Rico win, but who's going?
I have a feeling I know who would win that vote. It's probably us.
Yeah. Florida. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna take in this one. Which one are we getting rid of? I don't know. I think California. There's a lot of places that are against. You know, a lot of states. If you put it up to a vote for all the states, which state would you get rid of if we're going to accept Puerto Rico? They're all like, see, Puerto Rico's got nice beaches, got this, got that, you know, get good food. I don't think people get rid of California, though. No, it'd probably be like Illinois. Just, it's right there in the center.
I mean, would anybody miss Alaska?
You know, there's not a whole lot of people that live up there. I mean, we claim it, but who can get up there? It's too far away, right? Yeah, you could do Alaska. You guys are back at territory again. Nah, let's just face it. It'd be Kansas, okay? Everybody vote against Kansas. I'm leaving the United States now on my way out west. And all right, let's get traffic on the fives.
We do have an accident on Creighton in Davis at the intersection with a roadblock. Seeing some slight delays, so just keep that in mind. Also, we do just have some typical afternoon traffic. Looking very busy near Ascension Sacred Heart in Cordova Mall at Airport and Brent Lane, as well as if you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, you're going to see your everyday afternoon delays on Highway 90. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just feel free to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is presented by All Pro Tune-Up across from the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality workmanship servicing their cars, your trucks, and your RVs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, though, I do have a couple of serious thoughts about Puerto Rico seeking statehood. I'll share that with you next on News Radio
92.3. Hold me, newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
So the U.S. House has gone ahead and advanced legislation that would allow Puerto Rico to vote on statehood. Now, I've actually seen quite a few, like they've done some polling and some votes in Puerto Rico. They were not official votes, but they've done votes in the past in Puerto Rico of like, should you, if we had the opportunity, would you like to become a state? And it's usually no. It's close. It's usually a close vote, but it usually comes out no. And, but I've often thought, okay, you know, when you look at Puerto Rico and having the opportunity for them to vote to become a state, what the benefits are to them, what the benefits are to the country and everything, I do think there ought to be an opportunity if they want that. I mean, just because they vote that they want to have statehood still doesn't mean that they get statehood. Does that make sense? So, like, yeah, we ought to allow them to vote and see what the people want. And, you know, 75-80% of the people are like, yes, we want to be a state. Well, then the states can decide whether they want to go, you know, start making process to make them a state. So, but if the people don't even want it, then we'll be wasting our time. So, let them vote on it. I'm not the only one who's like worried about the stars on the flag. We've got text rolled in here that didn't hear my very first part, which I said my biggest concern of Puerto Rico becoming a 51st state is what we're going to do with the stars on the flag. And somebody else came in and says, how are we going to rearrange them? So I actually in all truthfulness, I actually researched this. What did the flag look like before we had 50 states? You know, we didn't go from 13 stars to 50 all of a sudden, right? Because we brought in a 36th state. We brought in a 37th state. And I'm looking at the flag, and I was like, especially when it got to, you know, over 40 stars, it was like, oh, It really looks like ours still. Like they have a way of arranging it so it all still looks uniform, even though it's 47. It wasn't as shocking to me once I saw that. I'm like, oh, they could probably squeeze in a 51st, I guess. But at some point, we can, what if we allow Puerto Rico in? Then we allow Guam, and then we allow American Samoa, and then we allow, I don't know any other territories. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we have other territories, and if we start getting all these in there, next thing you know, we're gonna have to redo the concept of what the American flag looks like. But man, the stars and the stripes are classic. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to go see A Christmas Story, I don't know why. No, just kidding. If you'd like to go see A Christmas Story at the Singer Theater, comes up December 20th at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock over at the Singer Theater. Give us a good text right now. I was going to say call, but no, just text. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Text in leg lamp. That's one of the things that bothers me about the movie. That leg lamp is creepy.
But that's only one part of it. It's a memorable part of it, but there's also other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not a silly show.
The kid getting beat up on the ground. There's a lot of things that are there.
Only part I don't like is when the kid is eating like a pig.
Oh, yeah.
That part always grossed me out.
Text in leg lamp to 850-437-1620. You could have a chance to win that pair of tickets to go see A Christmas Story on December 20th at 7 o'clock. And then next hour, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see It's a Wonderful Life. Top three stories here for you. Russia warns of consequences if the United States sends Patriot missiles to Ukraine. Aaron Dean, the former police officer in Dallas-Fort Worth, was found guilty of manslaughter in the 2019 killing of Tatiana Jefferson. And the National Archives released 12,879 more JFK assassination files. So finally, we got those files off the, released as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's another text. Better question, Bobby, would be if we add Puerto Rico as a 51st state, how many more millions of people would be on welfare? Oh, well, yeah, that is another question. That's a legitimate question, though. That's not a degrading question. That's not a belittling question. That's a legitimate question. How much more strain will it put on the current resources that we have in the United States? That's definitely something that would have to be considered. But what I say is allow them to vote to see what the people think. If the people, the vast majority are like, yes, we want to become a 51st state, then we can start answering those questions and trying to figure out if it's feasible, if it's reasonable, et cetera. But if we do a vote and it's 30% say yes, it's become a state, then it's a nothing burger. You know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives and we'll get your sports hit.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have slow traffic if you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. This is going to be causing delays on the bridge due to construction, as well as the intersection of Davis Highway and University Parkway. Looking a little bit slower than usual. If you see something else on the road, just give your traffic tip to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to the sports here real quick, somebody text in, Bobby, I found your next vacation spot. Chickasha, Oklahoma. They have a 50-foot tall leg lamp in Chickasha, Oklahoma, based off of the Christmas Story leg lamp. They sent me that. Yeah, that's horrifying. It's so bizarre. Why? Now you drive through this town and you see that thing? Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Thursday night football tonight should be a good one. San Francisco 49ers are playing the Seattle Seahawks at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. The NBA is on NBA TV with the Milwaukee Bucks against the Memphis Grizzlies, followed by the Phoenix Suns against the Clippers. And then in NCAA men's basketball, really no major televised games. NHL hockey is going on tonight as well. Florida Panthers are playing Pittsburgh, and then Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. Of course, all those games are on ESPN+. Then in sports news, ex-NFL star Drew Brees, he's been brought on as a Purdue assistant coach for the Citrus Bowl. might be a little tryout to join the team permanently. And the Golden State Warrior Steph Curry is expected to miss a few weeks after injuring his shoulder. And the Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has a PCL strain. He's been ruled out against the Browns. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Week 15 is massive for both NFL teams in New York. According to The Athletic, for the New York Giants, if they beat Washington, their playoff odds are around 50%. If they lose, it's less than 10%. The New York Jets also have a wild swing. If they beat the Lions, their playoff odds hover around 40%. If they lose, it's less than 20%. Both teams need wins this weekend if they want these playoff droughts to end. I'm Maggie Gray.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your procedures and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 32,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/play. Head to netsuite.com/play for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/play.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi at your CBS Sports Minute. Man, I can't believe we're coming towards the end of football season now. Pretty bizarre overall believe that. Speaking of sports, so with the World Cup, this is the first World Cup, I don't know if it's ever, but it is. For the first time ever, no British fans were arrested at the World Cup. No British, for the first time ever. Now, a big reason for that may be because they banned alcohol or beer at the stadium, remember? But still, that's like, that's two things. One is like, wow, no British fan was arrested at a World Cup, and this is the first time ever. But then two is, it's because of beer? like that's how much influence the alcohol has on the game? I don't know. I saw that story. It just kind of made me jaw drop and made me laugh a little bit. Like, wow, that's pretty. They're like, hey, no British fans got arrested for the first time ever. Everybody's like, oh, okay. I don't know. I just thought it was bizarre. There is a left-wing activist groups, more along the lines of your AOC, your Bernie Sanders type of groups. They're actually running campaign messages now, trying to keep Biden from running. Yeah, they don't want Biden to run for re-election, so they are, so they're making this, what you call it? They're just putting out ads now in New Hampshire, encouraging him to not run for re-election. Speaking of running for president, we know that Trump has already announced his run for president. And today he came out last night. He had a big announcement. And his big announcement on his Truth Social Network said, big announcement coming tomorrow. What America needs is a superhero. And then it shows a picture of him, Trump, like kind of ripping open his shirt like Superman. And then it has like lasers coming from his eyes. And it looks like he has like the Superman outfit on underneath it. Big announcement later today. I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. Well, then the announcement was that he released NFT like superhero cards that feature Donald Trump. So these are trading cards that are the non-fungible tokens. This is like the big thing now. You could buy they're $99 each, and it's like, so in other words, here's what's happening. People from both the right and the left are making fun of these, like, big announcement coming up tomorrow, and ends up being trading cards that you can buy and trade. It's like, oh, okay. Ended up not being as big of an announcement as a lot of people thought. So it's just another fundraising. It's a new fundraising way, right? You buy one of these trading cards, and that's going towards his re-election or his election campaign is what comes down to. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus some different things that men and women do that each sex doesn't quite understand. We'll talk about that next.
Christmas.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to It's a Wonderful Life. Also at the beginning of the hour, I do want to talk about this opioid crisis and fentanyl and what Escambia County is looking to try to do pertaining to the opioid crisis. We'll talk about that at the beginning of next hour as well. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. We do have our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as throughout Highway 90 at Avalon Boulevard, heading eastbound and into downtown Milton, heading westbound. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, a House hearing today on gun violence. Those impacted by the Uvalde, Texas school shooting calling on Congress to pass tougher gun laws, including a sister who was killed in the shooting calling for a ban on assault weapons. Three men convicted of providing material to assist the men plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer being sentenced to prison today. The sentences include 7 years for Paul Beller, 10 for Joe Morrison, and 12 for Pete Muzico. Fewer Americans filing for unemployment, according to the Labor Department. They say 211,000 people sought first-time claims last week, a drop of 20,000 from the previous week's total. And former President Trump's favorable rating has hit its lowest in 7 years, according to a new poll from Quinnipiac University showing 31% of registered national voters have a favorable view of Trump, while 59% have an unfavorable opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting as we continue down this path towards presidency. As I just mentioned before, there's a lot of people who don't want even Biden to run for re-election right now. So we'll have to see what happens on that. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There is somebody put together a list of things that women do that guys don't quite get, like don't quite understand. So then somebody else put together a list of the opposite. So here's just some of the things that women do that men are confused about. Decorative pillows. Why does a bed with two people need 8 pillows? Why does a couch also need 4, 5, 6 pillows? Another one that women do that guys don't quite get. Being mad about something he did in your dream last night. Yes, I've had those moments waking up. What's wrong with you? Why are you in a bad mood? Because I had a bad dream. Oh, all right. What happened? You did this and this and this. Like, what? That was a dream. Yeah. The obsession with popping pimples. Why do so many women love that? Yeah, I have no idea. No idea. Why? I don't understand. And every time I ask a female who's obsessed with, like, there's TV shows now of, like, popping pimples. That's not for dudes. That's for women. Because guys are like, no. No, thank you. What's some of the guy ones here? Why do guys close one nostril and shoot snot from the other nostril? I don't know. It's just easy. It's just a good way to clean out your nose. Why do guys slap each other on the butt? I don't know. It's just a sports thing. I don't know. And then why do guys go to Home Depot or Lowe's or other home improvement stores just for pleasure? It's the smell. I go into the hardware store and I smell the wood and all this, and it's a comfortable place. And I just like to walk around, look at screws, look at doorknobs, and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what to tell you. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So, one pastor is trying to grow his church attendance. You know, a lot of pastors are trying to do a lot of good, but you can't do a lot of good if you're speaking to empty pews. So this one pastor has come up with a new idea. Come to church, get free pot. He's actually growing marijuana at his church in order to help grow his audience. This is in Georgia, and they passed a law enabling the licensing of up to 6 companies to cultivate medical marijuana. And this pastor's gone ahead and just like, well, I'll do it. So he even has a little title. He's looking for people that smell like weed. Wait, what? Ben Skull right now, Bobby Rossi.